Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another home night for Brayhead Clan as they entertained the Edinburgh Capitals here at Castle Clan. Big night for the Clan after losing 1-0 to Cardiff Devils on Saturday in overtime. An unlucky defeat it was as well. They really wanted 2 points from this one. Didn't look that way in 12 minutes when the Caps scored with a power play goal. Jacob Johnson flashing the puck across the crease there for Ryan Hayes to sweep it in from close range to make it 1-0. Clan levelled on 16 minutes though. Zach Sullivan sending the puck in. Tristan Harper getting the final touch, enough to send it past Carson Chubak to make it one apiece. And then Chris Bruton coming up with what turned out to be the winner, scrambling in from close range and to make it 2-1 just before the end of the first period. Not a lot of chances to speak of in the second period, the best of which Matt Keith put through with an exquisite pass, finding himself one-on-one with Chubak, the puck coming off the post, not coming off for him on that occasion. And then a Jamie Fritz shot in the power play sent wide by Carson Chubak. Stefan Meyer forcing another shot wide by Chubak as well. He really earned his corn for Edinburgh Capitals. Kyle Biggoss with a big penalty near the end there. Two for slashing, two for roughing. Seemed to lose the plot a little bit there. That could have been costly for the Capitals, however. The Caps survived a 4-minute power play. It wasn't enough though. They did lose 2-1 on the night. We'll get some reaction for you in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, 2-1 tonight, 3 points out of four. Not a perfect weekend, but a good weekend.
I think all in all, points wise, well, you know, we would have liked to have four, you know, get an overtime win here, but we'll take it. You know, sometimes in this league, you play good and you don't get 2 points, and sometimes it's like tonight where you don't play great and you scrape 2 points. And you know, we got to take that and take the positives out of it. We got a lot of work to do this week, though. Obviously, our power play, you know, right now is down. It's not connecting, and we need that power play going. And you know, it shows. We didn't score a goal last night, two tonight, and a lot of it stems. You get your power play clicking 20-25%, and it adds a couple goals a night here. And we needed that, but we'll get that going. It goes in waves for everyone, and right now we're just down a bit.
I mean, only two goals tonight. Again, another great night's work from the opposition goalie as well. Could have been more.
Yeah, it could have been more either way. Holtsy made some big saves when we broke down. They're a good offensive team. If you can hold Edinburgh to one goal, you've done a good job on the D side, because they got a lot of offense. They play a game that they create a lot of offense, and you know, they get in behind your D, and then they're a bit high risk that way, and we knew that. So if you can hold them to one defensively, you've done your job here. And you know, we just got to get the power play going. We got to get guys scoring goals, but you know, it's not a major concern. You know, this happens to everybody all through the season. And you know what, you know, we could open that game up with another goal. We could have maybe Edinburgh would have had to open up a bit more, and we maybe could have capitalized on transition and good defensive plays, but that wasn't meant to be today. So we'll take the win. You know, it's a 2-1 win. It moves us right now into fourth place with games in hand on the teams above us. You know, I don't know what's going on in Dundee, but it's you know, we're not in a bad position for all the doom and gloom around everything here. We're in a decent position here, and we got a great opposition coming up on Saturday. You know, top of the table, and it's things are good. Things are looking up, and we gotta keep on moving on here.
There's so much to be positive about after last night's game, although it ended in defeat. I take it you didn't have to do too much for the guys tonight coming into this one.
Yeah, back to back at home, it can be you know, it's a bit of a flat atmosphere. You know, both Sunday's games are a bit different, but we're kind of carbon copy of it. But I thought there was good physicality on both sides. You know, I thought tonight we had opportunities. We didn't create as much as we did last night. And you got to give Edinburgh a lot of credit. They played a good road game, kept us to the outside, and we made it easy on them though for a lot of the game. You know, we didn't get the second chances and rebounds, and those are how you win games. You know, you get to the dirty areas, and we just couldn't get inside on them. I thought Edinburgh played a pretty good game. And you know, but for us right now, the big picture, we take the 2 points, we move on. Climb that league table, and you know, we're making our way back up to where we feel we belong and where we want to be.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Edinburgh Capitals coach Riley Emerson. Riley, a 2-1 defeat in the end, but you've got lots to be positive about, yeah?
Well, we were a lot better defensively tonight. I thought we took care of the puck. You know, it was a lot of ice for everyone. We're pretty shorthanded right now too. So, you know, I think our work ethic was there. And, you know, we worked really hard. It's those two little mistakes at the end of the first period, you know, we couldn't recover from. So, you know, and we're pretty short-bodied right now too. So, but you know, I thought the guys battled really hard. You know, you guys are a good club. You know, it's a tough building to play in. So I think we can take the positives out of the night. That was our work ethic, and you know, we were good on the kill. So bring that into Wednesday in Sheffield.
Now, Carson Chewback, another fine game from him tonight as well. You've got to be pleased with how well he's been playing this year.
Anyway, he's played really well. So, you know, in the games that, you know, he hasn't played well, you know, we need to step up for him. But he's been great for us all year. So, you know, very pleased with him. And he's someone that, you know, we can rely on every night.
And great character from the game on Friday against Cardiff. You came from 3-0 down, winning 4-3 in overtime. I saw you after the game against Dundee last Sunday. Worlds apart, I would imagine, your mood.
Definitely. No, it was tough. It was a tough pill to swallow against Dundee. But you know, I give all the guys credit in the world for coming back against Cardiff. You know, we capitalized on our opportunities, and that was good for us. And those was 2 points we definitely needed. So you know, it was good to get the split, and you know, we were hoping to get the ones tonight. But you know, I thought it was a really good game tonight by both sides. You know, Holtsey had some good saves. Definitely at the end, you know, Nate Fleming all alone in front of that, he had a big save. So. You know, it's going to be this. Our conference is going to be tough all year for everyone. So, you know, it's going to be anyone's game.
What's going through your mind, Kyle Biggos? I don't know what happened at the end there. Just I think a little bit of blood boiling. He got himself a 2+2 at the end there. What's going through your mind at that point, given you were still very much in the game at that point?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was tough for us, and you know, obviously down 2-1 and having to go on the kill with you know, four minutes out of our last 5 minutes of the game was tough for us. So, you know, obviously you got to. I'll be a bit smarter in the long run, but you know, I think he's pretty down on himself for that penalty. You know, so nothing we can do about that. It's a game of hockey, and it was definitely really disappointing because it was probably a penalty we could have avoided.
Now, Ned Lukasiewicz made his debut tonight for the team. First of all, talk about the deal that got him to the club in the first place, and how did you think he performed tonight?
You know, losing Craig McCallum was tough. You know, he's homesick, wants to go back home, so go back to school. So I wish him all the best. And getting, you know, getting Ned was a good pickup for us. You know, I think he was in a tough situation in Coventry, and you know, we all know the type of player he is for Fife, and you know, he's a guy who can score, and you know, he's played a lot of years pro, so it gives us a bit more veteran leadership as well. So after we found out Craig was going home, we needed someone quick, and you know, I talked to Ned a little bit after he was released by Coventry. We just didn't have any spots open, and right when he came available, I just sent him a message, and him and Scott were able to get a deal. So you know, he's a very high caliber player, so you know, I think he'll fit into our style really well. You know, we're very offensive, we're a, you know, on the rush team. I think he'll do well. So you know, I've asked him to step up, you know, leadership wise and defensive wise too, to kind of, you know, help well around us with his veteran presence. So, you know, he hasn't been on the ice in 2 weeks, and he comes out and he had a great game tonight. I thought, you know, he's someone who's only going to improve and, you know, help his linemates out, you know, if that's going to be Dickon and Hayes for the whole year, or when we get Zanette back, or whatever it is. You know, we're going to have lots of options for a lot of depth here coming up pretty soon.
And you put him straight in that top line alongside Ryan Hayes as well. The two of them showed signs that they could be a good partnership.
Yeah, definitely they did. They played really well together. You know, for a guy, players who haven't had any practices together, or you know, they found each other pretty well. So, and someone like Ned is only going to improve. And Ned's, you know, he's got great speed, great hands, great vision, and someone who hopefully can find Hazy in a lot of spots and keep getting Hazy those goals.
Thanks very much, Roy.
Awesome, thanks for having me.
Clan forward Chris Bruton, as you can see. Chris, you got the game-winning goal tonight. That must be a nice feeling.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think, you know, we felt a lot of pressure lately just to start putting some wins together, and especially in front of our home crowd. And, you know, we had a tough game versus Sheffield the night before, and we played really well in a sound, you know, kind of 60 minutes and just lost in overtime. And then, again, it was tight tonight, and we were able to kind of just push and persevere through it, and so it was a big win for our group.
Of course, it was Cardiff we played last night. What was the mood like in the dressing room last night after the game? You put everything into it, and then to come away with, okay, albeit a point, but it must have been great disappointment in there.
Yeah, it was. I think, you know, 0-0, we weren't scoring any goals, and Holtsey was playing unbelievable, and you kind of want to, you know, help him out and get the crowd going, and it was teddy bear toss, and, you know, everything almost felt like it was working against us. But I thought, you know, I think we all thought we played a really good game. We were able to get 1 point, and we just wanted that other one, but today we were able to get two, and that was a big game for us.
And of course, the game tonight, Edinburgh Capitals, they've been a team that's been very hard to pinpoint this year. You don't know what side is going to turn up. You got the game-winning goal so early as you did. What was the nerves like among the team as the rest of the game?
Well, I think they got the first one, and we knew they got on the power play, but we didn't really have a lot of panic. And then it was a huge goal by Harps there, our fourth line. That was just, you know, probably the biggest goal of the game. And then mine, it was pretty lucky. I was just kind of scrambling in front. And once we got that 2-1 lead, actually, I think we felt pretty comfortable. You know, we knew we could start winning games and putting... putting games together, even if it was close. And Holtze did what he did, and he shut the door and was unbelievable, and we got the win. So I think as a group, it's a pretty good building point, showing some character that we can win close games and finish them out. And we did it tonight.
It was one of those games, again, same as last night. You had so many chances, but their goalie was in inspired form. That must get frustrating, knowing that you've got the chances. You just can't put them away.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating for a lot of guys. It's frustrating for Holtze, and most of all, it's probably frustrating for Finner, because we're supposed to be an offensive team. And, you know, if you look at the last few games, Holtze's been doing his job. I think he's only let one in the last three, and we're not scoring a lot. So, you know, it's on every forward. It's on the D. We feel the pressure. We know it. But at the end of the day, if we start getting those wins, I think the puck will start going in. We'll start getting our bounces like tonight. You know, mine was a really ugly goal, but it ended up being the one that kind of pulled us through. And we just need to find ways to win. So at the end of the day, yeah, we got to put the puck in the net, and it's to a man. But, you know, we're just going to keep going and try to get some wins.
Did you ever get time to think in that situation? The puck just kind of dropped for you, obviously, and you were able to get enough on it to put it past the goalie. Did you ever get a chance to get a wee moment's thought to know what you're going to do?
I think I was literally gonna, you know, kick it in, push it in, you know, using my hand. I had no thought process there. I was just praying it was gonna go across the line, and it did. And yeah, it was just a good feeling.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
And that's all from Brayhead Arena tonight, on the night when Brayhead Clan defeated Edinburgh Capitals by 2-1. The Clan are back here next Saturday against Nottingham Panthers. That's a 7 o'clock face-off. Information on tickets can be found on the website brayheadclan.com, or get them through Ticketmaster. That's all for now, this edition of Clan Radio. Thank you for listening to our two shows in two weekends. After Cardiff last night, the narrow defeat, losing by 1-0 in overtime. Clan win by 2-1, 3 points out of 4. That's all for this weekend. My name's Craig Anderson. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.